Hello, my name is LaVon, and 3 years ago I was diagnosed with a tumor in my stomach, and we knew that we wanted to help the body to heal itself, which it's capable of doing. I started juicing and using some pill form of nutrition to help the pH of my body, but in 4 short weeks that tumor had grown down into the pyloric valve and into the duodenum, which sealed me off completely, where I could not eat nor drink. Now, we went to the medical field for help, and they believed that the chemo could perhaps knock back the tumor in 3 to 4 weeks and allow us to get nutrition back in the body again. We had many tests. However, this took us down a road of many side effects. And after the first chemo, I received a 106-degree fever, and which was for 6 days, and put me in isolation. I actually had code blue called on me during that time. And then we also had some blood transfusions and then a series of illnesses after that for a period of 3.5 weeks of hospitalization. And then my gallbladder decided that it didn't want to stay any longer, so they had to go in on an emergency surgery and remove that. Then from there, they found out my liver enzymes had shot sky high. And so they looked for the result of that, and that was staph infection in my blood. And then I had a fungus on my lungs. That was a real rough time there, but we got through that. I got back home, and we continued looking for something out there that would be able to go into my body. And we had tried some other things and other ways to get them into the body, but we were up against a rock and a hard place with this tumor blocking the stomach and duodenum. That took us to the 14 or 16 week mark, and at this time I had already had 7.5 weeks of hospitalization that was mostly life and death. So at this time, I'm in the hospital with double pneumonia, and the doctors are very concerned because I'm not being able to bring nutrition into my body, and we have lost this feed line. And so they are telling me I have to eat, even though I'm going to throw it up, because it's going to supply some nutrition through the stomach wall. And so after about a week of that, I told them no more. I was tired of that. And so they were very concerned at that point and determined that they were probably going to have to take some other action. And so in the meantime, my wife, through a friend of ours that introduced her to Aniva, because of the results that he realized in just a few weeks in his overall health, wanted to share what had happened. And he had started on this water-soluble, cell-ready, high-pH therapy, liquid nutrition. And he just could not believe what had happened in just a few weeks. So he wanted to share that with my wife. He had been suffering from MS for 17 years at that time. So as my wife looked at it, she thought, wow, maybe I can ID this into my husband. What she found out was that it could be sprayed on the outside of the body, which was even better yet, because my blood veins had collapsed by this time because of my dehydration of my body. She came up to the hospital and sprayed me with this product in 4 different spray bottles 4 times a day. And at the end of the second day, I knew that something had happened. I had a gurgling sound in the abdomen, and it sounded like something was breaking loose and flowing. I had not had anything go through the intestinal tract for all this time, 16 weeks. So I've not eaten for 16 weeks. Also, I've not drank anything for 16 weeks. And my body had lost 85 pounds, and I was very weak and lethargic, as my wife would put it. Couldn't stay concentrated on anything for more than just a minute. At this time, my wife was spraying me, and I could tell the difference. The doctors at the same time were trying to figure out what they were going to do. So they came in the next morning and said, LaVon, the only thing we have left to offer you is to cut out your stomach and duodenum and take your small intestine and bring it up to your esophagus and try to get some nutrition into your body. Now, they knew where we were at that point, and I knew where I was, and I said, Doc, I still have double pneumonia. You're not going to do the operation while I still have double pneumonia, right? He said, LaVon, we have to. I said, Doc, how much of a chance do I actually have of making it through this? He said, not very much, but it's the only thing we have left to offer. So I said, well, Doc, upon that, I'm going to go home. And so I did. I went home. He told me, LaVon, if you go home, you're going to die. And I said, I very well may. It's very possible that I very well may. But I had already seen a result from my wife spraying this product on me, this nutrition that's able to go through the cells of the skin and into the blood and service the entire body. We continued doing this at the home. In just 3 days from that time, I was able to breathe again. I was over my double pneumonia. In 6 days, I was able to eat my first meal and had been eating ever since that time. And in 6 weeks, I told my wife I just didn't believe I had the tumor anymore. She said, well, why don't you call and get an appointment and get that looked at? So I did. We got that appointment. We went and had them do the endoscope and the biopsies and the blood work. He came up to the recovery room and said, LaVon, you know, I've had bad news every time before, but today I've got great news for you. He said, I went in and the tumors are gone, and it's just a scar tissue left behind. And he said, so I biopsied all that area. I'll have the results back next week. He said, you come see me, okay? And so I made an appointment and went back in and saw him the next week. This was the Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, 2002. We went back the next week, and he said, I have more good news. And so he read off my pathology report telling me that all the test results came back benign, and that there's no heliobacteria present, and that your blood work shows, LaVon, that you're cancer, you're tumor-free. So it was a wonderful news. That's been, like I say, almost 3 years ago now. What a marvelous thing that has happened, and a wonderful thing that has happened by changing the environment of the body and allowing it to do the healing like it's supposed to and like it's capable of doing. So that is my story. It's an amazing thing. We've shared it with many people. Thank you so much.